I apologize, the public address announcer is really loud here this afternoon at the Thayer High School. I want to say thanks to some of the Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game this afternoon. They include the Clary Funeral Homes of Thayer and Alton, the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center of Thayer, Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center, the Alton Bank and the Branch Bank of Birch Tree, Steed Brothers Trucking in Thayer, Penny Lane Mechanic, the Langley Animal Clinic, Sunset Salon and Barbering, the Carter Funeral Homes of Thayer and West Plains, Fred O'Neill Attorney at Law, and the 11 Point River Title Company, Forstler's in Thayer and Ash Flat, and Big Deed Barbecue LLC and Catering in Thayer, 417-280-7466. I had Big Deed Barbecue last Friday night. It was fantastic. A pretty good crowd on hand for the game this afternoon, considering the early start here at 5 o'clock. And we hope you've enjoyed our Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic Lady Bobcat pregame show. They're announcing the Thayer Lady Bobcat starting lineup. Thayer wearing the white uniforms, of course, the home whites, trimmed in green, Stratford, in that familiar burgundy with the gray numbers and letters. And again, your starting lineups for Stratford, it'll be Elsie Larson, Brooklyn Adney, Ellie Heil, Trista Van Horn, and Kinley Larson for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Abby Bowers, Riley Davis, Caden Hillis, Riley Pierce, and Allie Curley. Both teams in the middle of the floor getting ready to get this one started here this afternoon on the Ecom Sports Network. Getting our 8 minutes up on the clock. Both teams taking the court. It'll be Abby Bowers to jump it up for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And looks like Trista Van Horn to jump up for the Stratford Lady Indians. Three-man officiating crew. They are ready to go. Clock is all set, folks. Here we go. Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball underway. And ball controlled by the Lady Bobcats. Hillis comes down with a loose ball, gives to Davis, fires a three off the left wing. It's no good. And the rebound gets on the floor, picked up by Riley Pierce. Off to Davis, tried to go down to Curley, and the ball stolen by number 30. That is Heil. Heil gives the ball up. Stratford gets into half court set. They go to number three. That is Elsie Larson. Goes down the left side of the lane. Kicks it back outside. Long shot by the other Larson is no good. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats control the rebound. Good job, Abby Bowers and Allie Curley on the block out. Thayer with a basketball. And they threw it away. Bowers tried to get over to Curley. And the ball went right past her and out of bounds. So Thayer with a couple of early turnovers. 37 seconds into the ballgame. No score. Here comes Larson. Takes the ball up the right side of the floor for Stratford. They'll swing it around the horn, got it over to Adney. Adney, here the other Larson. Now back out on top to Larson, Elsie Larson. She'll swing it to the right side. Now back out on top to Heil. Heil has the ball poked away by Davis. She gathers it back in, feeds it to the right wing. Stratford being very patient here. Thayer playing a box and one. Here's the pass inside for Van Horn. Turnaround jumper is up and good. Number 45, Trista Van Horn. The big freshman, first two of the night, and Stratford comes with that vaulted full-court pressure. Thayer going to throw it away. Allie Curley had it in the middle of the floor, tried to throw it back to Abby Bowers. Pass was behind her and goes out of bounds. We get a substitution. Thayer making a substitution. Curley checks out of the game. Number 11 will check in. And for the Thayer Lady Bobcats, that is Riley Jo Sorrell. Riley Jo checking in for the first time this afternoon. Stratford with a basketball working around the perimeter of the Lady Bobcat boxing one. Here's a give to Van Horn. Outside to Larson. Long three-point shot is no good. Rebound taken inside. Shot back up and good. Number 45, Trista Van Horn with the first two buckets of the day. And here comes Thayer breaking a full-court press. And they threw it away. Bowers threw it behind Sorrell. Loose ball picked up by Larson for Stratford. Into the front court. Down the right side of the lane goes Adney in the corner for Van Horn for three, and it's good. Number 45, Trista Van Horn hits a three, and the Thayer Lady Bobcats won an early timeout. 6:04 to go first quarter. Stratford up six. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sport Network.
Farming is a way of life, and State Farm agent Scott Cecil gets that. State Farm's farm policies are designed to deliver broad and flexible coverage customized to how you run your operation. So protect what you've worked so hard to build with Scott Cecil. He's proud to tailor coverage to meet the vast needs of your farm. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Doniphan for a quote or to get more information. Get to a better state. Get State Farm.
We're back at the Thayer High School, where the Stratford Lady Indians are out to a quick 6-0 lead over the Thayer Lady Bobcats. All 6 points are coming off the hand of Trista Van Horn. A couple of offensive rebounds for putbacks, and they only gave her two on that, what I call a three-pointer, only gave her two on that one. Stratford, again, that full-court pressure. Thayer gets it across the timeline to Riley Pierce. Pierce to Bowers for three, top of the key, off the back iron, no good, and a rebound taken by Stratford, and a foul going to be called on Riley Jo Sorrell. Freshman in there for the Thayer Lady Bobcats picks up her first foul of the afternoon. And it'll be Stratford ball, non-shooting foul, came on the rebound. They inbound it to Elsie Larson. She'll bring it up the floor. Thayer going to pick up defensively in the half court. They've kind of gone to a triangle and two now. And there's a pass in the middle, deflected by Bowers, picked up by Stratford. Number five, Adney, goes down to the baseline, kicks it back out. Three-point shot on the way, no good. Rebound gets on the floor. We get a whistle and a foul on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Going to be on number three. That is Riley Davis. Call for the foul on the rebound. And it will be Stratford inbound it. Down under the bucket. They get it in for Larson. Larson, one step, short jumper is up, no good. Bowers with rebound for Thayer. Trying to spin away from the defense, gets it out to Davis. Davis, against the pressure, dribbles up the floor, has the ball poked away, gets it back, and it goes out of bounds off the hands of Stratford. Well, Stratford trailing Davis as she was going up the sideline, poked it away. Davis got it back, but not until after it hit out of bounds. So Thayer will inbound at midcourt. Pierce triggers into Bowers. 5:19 to go, first quarter. Thayer hadn't got on the scoreboard yet. Bowers moves off the screen, gives to Davis in the right corner, back out to Pierce. Riley looking in the middle. There's a lob into Hillis. She brings it down, scores a layup. Beautiful execution on the offensive set, and the Thayer Lady Bobcats back to within four with 5 minutes to go, first quarter. Stratford with it. Out top is Larson. Brings it down the corner to Van Horn, and she traveled with the basketball. Yep, she did. Van Horn faked the drive down the baseline, then took a step out toward the wing, and Stratford with a turnover. Thayer will inbound the ball here. 4:55 to go, first quarter. Lady Bobcats are down four. Bowers inbounds to Davis, back to Bowers. Abbott to Davis, now across the timeline. Little switch over dribble, gets to Hillis. Hillis attacking the basket, back out to Curley for three. It's good! Allie Curley knocks one down from downtown. That three-pointer brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Thayer back to within one, but that was short-lived as Larson gets her first two of the night on a nice move in the lane for Stratford. Thayer looking to break the press. They do again with Bowers. Bowers to give it out top to Curley. Curley hands it off to Bowers. Abbott will cross over dribble. Now to Hillis on the left side. She attacks the basket, kicks it back out to Bowers for a long three. It's good! Abby Bowers from downtown. A three-pointer brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Here's Stratford quick down the floor. They lob it inside. Shot no good for Van Horn. Rebound to Thayer. Lady Bobcats with a chance to take the lead. Long pass to Pierce. Brings it down. Her shot is blocked. Pierce got behind the defense, but took too long to get it up on the backboard. The shot was blocked by Larson. Stratford and Thayer tied up at eight. Here's a lob down inside to Van Horn. Back outside. Shot is up by Abney. No good. Van Horn rebounds it. We get a foul. It's going to be a clear out, I believe, on Stratford. And number 45 call for the foul, the clear out. That'll be Van Horn call for her first. And wholesale change here for Stratford. Number 12 checking in the game, Evelyn Krause. And we'll catch the others there. Inbounds the ball. Davis brings it up against the defense. Crosses the timeline with 3:38 to go. Tie ball game, first quarter. Hillis with it now for Thayer. Back out to Davis. Handles it out on top. Thayer running the offense to the left side. Got it back to Hillis. She'll take it to the top of the key. Thinking about the shot. No. Gives it now to Bowers. Abbott at the defense on her. Trying to lob it into Pierce. And the ball stolen by Krause. She'll give it out. Number 25 now to number one. That is Gooden. Gooden with a baseline jumper, but not till after she traveled. So 25, number one, Gooden in there. She traveled with the ball first time she touched it. Number 25 also in the ball game. That is Allison for Stratford. Thayer with 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Tied at eight, Lady Bobcats. Working around the horn now. Here's Davis. Nice move into the lane. Little stutter step. Goes up with a shot. No, but she's fouled. She'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul, I believe, is going to be on number 20. 25, and it is. That is Alice. Allison will be her first of the game. And to the free throw line, Riley Davis. First free throw is up for the former hoop shoot champion. It's good. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats take a lead, 9-8, with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Second free throw up for Davis. It's good. She nails them both. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats have a two-point lead over Stratford with just under 3 minutes to go. Here comes Larson. Well, between the legs with the dribble, top of the key. Now gives the ball up to the other Larson. Now around on the left side to Gooden. Gooden gives it up on the baseline to Allison. Back out front to Larson for three. That one's dead on. Elsie Larson, her second bucket of the game. She's got five. And it's back to a one-point lead for Stratford, 11-10, with 2.5 to play in the first quarter. Davis for three for Thayer. That one rattles off the rim. No good. Rebound out of bounds off the hands of the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Good job by Allie Curley trying to come around from behind and pick that one off. Just couldn't quite maintain. More substitutions. Number 14 into the ballgame now for Stratford. That is Baker. Ida Baker. And who else back in? Oh, number five back in there, Adney. Stafford working ball around the perimeter of the Lady Bobcat zone. They get it down inside for Krause. Krause turns. Nice move. Shoots and scores off the window. First two of the night for Krause. Thayer breaks the full court pressure again. Davis swings ball over to Bowers. Just knocked back into the backcourt by the defense. Bowers regains for Thayer. And now throws it away. Ball loose on the court. Picked up by Larson. Larson into the lane. The other way. Left hand layup. No good. Rebound volleyed up and around. Gets on the floor and Stratford comes down with it. They get it to Larson in the corner. Holds it high, swings it out top. Now back to Larson on the left side. Out to the wing and around the horn it goes to Baker. Now in the right corner for Krause and a steal by Thayer. Hillis has got it. Races up the floor, pulls that free throw line, gives out to Allie. Shot no good for Curley and a rebound control by Stratford. Gooden got it, number one. Stratford brings it up the floor. They go to the high post for Larson. Turn, shoots the 18-footer, and it's good. Such a good player. Mentioned in the pregame, she's getting Division I looks. She's got 7 points now in the first quarter. Out to a four-point lead again for Stratford. Thayer brings ball up the floor. Bowers gives in the right corner for Davis. Back out to Pierce. Riley holds it there at the wing. Back to Davis. Fakes the three. Dumps it out top to Bowers. She'll step into a three. That one's off the rim. No good. Rebound control by Stratford, and Stratford's getting everything off the rim on the defensive end. Thayer without an offensive rebound, I don't think, in this first quarter. Stratford works the ball up slowly. 39 seconds to go in the first quarter. Looks like they'll hold it for the final shot of the period with a five-point lead, 15-10. Yep, they're going to hold it down to 29 seconds to go. Give us a chance to say thanks to more of your Thayer Lady Bobcat boosters, including Fred O'Neill, attorney at law, and the 11 Point River Title Company, Forsworth and Thayer and Ash Flat, and the Thayer Walmart. Stratford now gets into the offense. They feed it out top. Larson with it out near midcourt. 11 seconds to go on the first quarter clock. Ball goes right side for Allison in the lane. Back out top. Will they get a shot away? Ball loose on the floor. Picked up by Davis. Shoots it, and it's no good off the backboard. That's the end of our first quarter of play. Our score, 15-10. Stratford with the lead over the Thayer Lady Bobcats. We'll be back with your second quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Good luck to the Thayer Bobcats all season long. The community has your back and wishes you great success. Daniel and Monica Bowers are both 1997 graduates from THS, along with Austin as a 2018 graduate, who take a lot of pride in our school district. They encourage our youth to exercise teamwork, and they know that hard work pays off in life. So from Bowers Tie Mill and Logging, they say go Bobcats. Call Daniel or Austin if you have logging needs in the area. The Bowers family, proud Bobcat supporters.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, and go Bobcats!
Well, both teams back to the original starting lineups now as we get ready for our second quarter. Good first quarter, a lot of up and down the court action. 15-10, Stratford with the lead, and they'll have the ball to start the second quarter. Inbound to number two, that is Kinley Larson. She gives it cross court, now back out on top to Heil. Heil, wing on the left side to Adney. Adney gives it up to Larson. She goes through the circle, gives it back to Adney. They bounce it down low to Van Horn. She gets tied up by a double team, feeds it back out on top to Adney for three. No good. Rebound to Allie Curley for Thayer. Allie will swing it over to Riley Davis, brings up the floor. No full court pressure after the missed basket by Stratford. Thayer running the offense in the right corner to Pierce. Outside to Curley. Curley's the cutter in the lane. That is Hillis. Goes up with a shot. That's blocked. But a foul going to be whistled on the play. It'll be, I believe, on number 45, Van Horn. And if it is, that'll be her second. That is number 45, Van Horn, Trista Van Horn. Her second foul here in the first half. First team foul on Stratford in the second quarter. Hillis at the free throw line. First one is up and good. So Caden Hillis, her second or third point of the game. And Van Horn checks out of the game. Number 12 back in, Evelyn Krause for Stratford. Van Horn had 6 points while she was in there. And second free throw for Hillis is good. She's got four to lead the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Thayer back to within three. Stratford with the ball. Elsie Larson travel with it. Yep. Tried to stop, tried to make a pass, and then caught her own pass. That is a travel. And Thayer will inbound. A little bit of three-quarter court pressure here now by Stratford. And Davis brings it across the timeline for Thayer. Hands off to Hillis. Hillis looking to penetrate. Now back out to Curley. Curley with a left-hand dribble. Feeds it over to Davis at the top of the key. Back to Curley. Curley looking to penetrate into the lane. Pulls up with a shot. No good. Savannah Wheeler had a hand on the rebound, couldn't control it for Thayer. Picked up by Stratford. In the corner, Larson for three, and it's good. Number three, Elsie Larson. 10 points in the first half. That is her second made three-pointer. Thayer breaks the press, got it down inside to Wheeler, pulls down a high pass, and she scores, and she'll go to the line for a free throw. Savannah Wheeler just checking in. It's a nice pass from Riley Pierce. And the foul is on number 12. That is Evelyn Krause, her first. Second team foul here in the quarter. Thayer back to within four. 18-14, Savannah Wheeler. Lady Bobcats senior will shoot the free throw. It is good. Savannah Wheeler pulls Thayer back to within three with 6:35 to go in the half. Stratford working the ball up in the corner to Adney. Adney. Out on top he goes, right back to her at the wing, looking for a three, doesn't take it. Feeds it out now to Heil. Heil back to Adney in the corner for three. That one barely catches iron. And a rebound control by Riley Davis for Thayer. Riley running up the left sideline, hounded by Larson, swings it cross court to Curley. Now back over to Davis. Thought about the deep three, doesn't take it. Feeds it to Ballard on the left side wing. Abby surveys the situation, gives it out to Hillis on top. Hillis penetrates into the free throw circle, kicks it out to Curley, steps into a three, bingo! Allie Curley, her second three-pointer of the first half, and we're tied at 18. Stratford in a hurry on the other end, three-point shot is good by Brooklyn Abney. Thayer down the court in a hurry to Hillis, breaking to the bucket, no, Wheeler with a rebound, puts it back up and gets fouled. She'll go to the free throw line and shoot two. Foul's going to be on number 30, Ellie Heil for Stratford. Good rebound by Wheeler. Didn't hit the shot, but she gets fouled. That'll be the third team foul already on Stratford in the second quarter. So 3 point Stratford lead. Wheeler trying to make it a 1 point game. First, free throw rims out. No good. She will shoot another here with 5:37 to go. In the first half, Thayer within three of Stratford. Good ball game. If you're in the Thayer area, come on out and watch the rest of this one. Wheeler hits the second free throw. She's got 4 points now. The Thayer Lady Bobcats hanging with the Class 4 Stratford Lady Indians, who are 7-3 coming into the game. Now Wheeler checks out of the game for Thayer. Riley Pierce is back in. And Stratford with the ball out on top. That is Heil. Heil dumping it inside. Ball deflected, but Krause picks it up, scores, and she gets fouled. Number 12, Evelyn Krause with the bucket. and a foul. That'll be on Abby Bowers, number 12 of the Thayer Lady Bobcats. First foul of the night on Bowers. Only the first team foul on Thayer in the second quarter. Second team foul in the game. And going to line for the three-point play will be Kraus. 4 points for her, looking for her fifth off the bench for the Stratford Lady Indians. Free throw is no good. Long rebound comes down to Abney. Abney in the corner to Larson for three. She nailed it. Elsie Larson, 13 points, her third made three-pointer. Here's a steal by Larson. Crossover dribble in the lane, layup no good. Rebound off the hands of the Lady Bobcats and out of bounds. Thayer having all kinds of trouble with this press of the Stratford Lady Indians. That's about five times, I believe, they've turned it over against the press. Still within seven with 5 minutes to go in the half. Stratford inbound with a seven-point lead, looking in the middle. Nobody open. Got to hurry. Now they get it in. Ball stolen by Davis. Davis off on the run, down the middle of the lane, all the way to bucket. Puts it up. No good. Stratford had two defenders. Davis challenged him. Couldn't hit the shot. Rebound comes off to the Stratford Lady Indians. They got it down the corner. That is Abney with a nice baseline drive. Shot no good, but she's fouled. It'll go back to the free throw line for Stratford. Foul on number four that time, Allie Curley. That'll be the first on Allie this afternoon. And number 12, Evelyn Kraus at the free throw line. First free throw is up. Number five, Brooklyn Abney at the line. Thayer making a substitution here. Kinsley Regal will check into the game, number 21. And Regal, number 21, in for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And second free throw is up and good for Abney. 4 points for her. And again, that 2-2-1 zone press. Thayer breaks it this time. Hillis up the left side. Spins away from the defense and throws it away. A jump pass was stolen. There goes Larson to the bucket. Count it and the foul. And Stratford on a good run here. They're starting to pull away slowly but surely. Fouls on number three, Riley Davis. And the basket is good for number two. That's the other Larson, by the way, the freshman. A nice move. First 2 points for her. She'll shoot the free throw, and it's good. So just like that, it's an 11-point lead for Stratford. Thayer breaks the full court pressure again. Hillis with it. Brings it back to Abby Bowers, way out between the circles. Thayer needing a bucket here to stay in single digits. Got the ball to Davis. Now over to Pierce. Back to Davis. Open for the long three. It's in and out. No good. And the rebound taken by Kraus for Stratford. Kraus gives it out to Larson. The other Larson. To Abney. Now back out on top to Kraus. Now back over to Abney. Abney will give it to Elsie Larson. That was Kinsley Larson. Now they go cross court. And back out on top of the key. Here's a give to Elsie in the lane. Shot is up, and it's good. Elsie Larson, 15 points in the game, and Coach Denny Young wants a timeout. 4 minutes to go in the first half. 32-19, Stratford pulling away from the Lady Bobcats. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
It's time to play Timber Trivia. True or false, real wood floors last 100 years or more. If you said true, good for you. Laminate flooring fumbles in the first quarter. True or false, your home sells much faster with real wood floors than with fake wood or carpeting. True. True or false, bamboo flooring makes sense. No way, sports fans. Bamboo is a grass. Turf belongs on the field. For flooring, say timber. Visit choosewood.com.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
Now back at the Thayer High School gym, where the Stratford Lady Indians have gone on a 14-1 run. Since we were tied at 18, they lead it now 32-19 with 4 minutes to go in the first half. And against Stratford with that 2-2-1 zone press, which has given the Lady Bobcats fits here this afternoon. They're inbounds, got it to Riley Pierce. Riley up to Davis. Still haven't got across the timeline. Now they do. They lob it into Curley. Curley trying to swing it to the far side to Hillis. Brings down the pass, goes up with a shot, and we get a held ball as the shot was blocked. And number 25 with the block. That was a nice play. Zoe Allison. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. They'll inbound down under the bucket. Pierce inbounds to Davis. Steps into a three. That one's off the rim. No good. Riley has not found her shooting eye tonight so far. Here's a shot on the other end for Stratford, up and no good. Rebound gets on the floor, saved by Larson. Larson got out to Abney. Now on the right side for Allison for three, and it's good. Another three, and all of a sudden it's a 16-point lead. 35-19, our score. Thayer handles against the defense of the Stratford Lady Indians. Ball goes to Hillis. Now to Regal. Regal back to Hillis on top. Caden bounces it to Riley Davis. Riley to the free throw line, weaves her way into the lane. Back out to Pierce. Now on top to Bowers. Right side, Regal. Regal back out top. Hillis, a little crossover dribble, couldn't get open for a shot, and gives it to Regal. She'll take it across the top of the key. Hand to Davis on the right side. The freshman makes the move. Back to Hillis. Now Regal again. Thayer in that weave out top, trying to bust somebody open. Here's Hillis from the left side. Out to Regal on top. She'll fire the three. That one's off the rim. No good. And rebound taken by the Stratford Lady Indians. They quickly get up to L.C. Larson into the free throw circle. Gives it up. Gets it back on top. Swings it to Krause on the right side. Krause back on the left side to Adney. Adney bringing it around the horn to Krause in the corner. Now trying to go down inside. Ball stolen by Bowers. Bowers, oh, the long lead pass. And Hillis and Davis were both there. Neither one of them caught it. And Stratford picks it up in the backcourt. Stratford into the front court with it now. Another unforced turnover by the Thayer Lady Bobcats this afternoon. Here's Larson. Cross-court pass goes to Adney. Abney gets it down low to Allison. Out on top, three-point shot is good for number two, Kinley Larson. Her first three-pointer of the day. And Thayer making substitutions. Allie Curley checking in place of Regal. And Hillis will check out as Riley Joe Sorrow will check back in for Thayer. So Bowers, Davis, Curley, Pierce, and Sorrow for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Just under 2 minutes to go in the first half. Thayer down by a bunch. They break the full court pressure. Pierce bounces it to Sorrow, who scores the layup on the left side. Riley Joe, her first 2 points of the afternoon. That stops a long scoring drought for Thayer. It's 38-21, Stratford. Stratford with the ball. They swing it out on top. Larson gives on the right side to the other Larson. Her three ball is off the rim, no good. Rebound Curley. And they get it out to Bowers. Now back to Curley running up the right side. Alley pulls up on the wing. Gets to Bowers. Bowers now to Sorrow. Back to Bowers. On top to Davis. Thought about taking the long shot. Didn't do so. Is it to Sorrow? Sorrow now to Pierce. To Curley. Curley on the dribble. To the top of the key. Swings it back to Davis. Minute 13 to go in the first half. Thayer down 38-21. Needing a bucket here. Ball goes to Curley. Right side to Pierce. Down the corner to Sorrow. Riley Joe spins with a dribble. Gives it back to Pierce in the corner. Back out front to Bowers. Bowers moving off a screen. Swings it down the corner to Sorrow. Sorrow back out to Davis. Davis out near the sideline. Now brings it to the elbow on the dribble. Leads to Curley. Back to Pierce. Good ball movement, but Thayer not getting anybody open for a shot against this man-to-man defense of the Stratford Lady Indians. Here's Pierce with it. Now to Curley. 35 seconds to go in a half. Curley to Bowers in the corner. Back out to Pierce. Pierce, one dribble. Is it back to Bowers? Bowers over to Curley on the left side wing. Back outside to Davis. 23 seconds to go. Davis looking to penetrate. Moves off a screen. Pulls up with a 17-footer. It's good. Riley Davis. First field goal of the night. Riley's got 4 points in the game. Down to 11 seconds to go. Larson with it for Stratford. Her team with a 15-point lead. They kick it out top. Back to Larson. Larson, oh, dribbled off her foot. Now throws up a shot at the buzzer. No good. And that's the end of our first half of play. Our score, 38-23. Thayer Lady Bobcats trail at the half. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your Community First Banking Company halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
If you have digital banking with Community First, it's easier than ever to chat with them. Just click, send them a message, and one of their helpful staff will answer. Don't have online banking? Just go to their website and click to enroll. It's easy and it's free. Community First.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty! Monarch Realty!
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I am the sixth generation of my family to live right here in the Ozarks, and my roots run deep growing up on our family farm. Stop by and see us here at your locally owned Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC dealership in West Plains.
Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from the nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Maybe you haven't been by Thayer Decorating downtown in a while. Well, you should. They're adding new displays and sprucing things up a little. It's all to better serve you and give you better choices to consider. Whether it's carpeting, waterproof laminate, ceramic, or mosaic tile for your shower, or even PPG paints. Can you say complete? Thayer Decorating is your complete decorating center. They love to talk floors and more. Visit with HC, Charity, or Edna. Do it soon. Yes, they install what they sell.
We're back at Thayer High School's halftime of our game. You're listening to the Thayer Lady Bobcat Halftime Report powered by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic, Halftime Report powered by Community First Banking Company. And at the half, our score 38-23, Stratford with a lead. And Stratford put together a big run in the final 5 minutes of the first half. With about 5 minutes to go in the half, this game was tied at 18. Stratford then goes on a 24, is that right? No, it goes on a 20 to 5 run in the final 5 minutes of the first half. Again, a 20-5 run, and at one point that was a 14-1 run. But the Thayer Lady Bobcats just turning the ball over way too much. Stratford playing a man-to-man defense, and they're playing that 2-2-1 zone, and the Lady Bobcats have turned it over 5 times against the press and numerous other times, probably. I didn't keep complete track, but probably about 10 turnovers in the first half. And in a game you're trailing by 15 points, that's huge. Also, Stratford has been red hot from the three-point line. The Lady Indians have hit 6 threes in the first half. 18 of their 38 points have come from the three-point line. Thayer Lady Bobcats, on the other hand, have only hit 3, and none of them by Riley Davis. Abby Bowers has 1. Allie Curley has 2. For the Lady Bobcats. Well, they are getting outscored there, 18-9, and they trail by 15 points. So they've got to find somebody to get open on the perimeter and start knocking down some long balls if they want to climb back into this game, and they've got to stop turning the ball over against this man-to-man defense of the Stratford Lady Indians. All right, again, it's halftime. Thayer trails 38-23. To the Stratford Lady Indians. We'll take another timeout. Back with more of your Community First Banking Company halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
In the Ozarks, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on, like the one who mowed your lawn and trimmed that week you were sick. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on. State Farm Agent Scott Cecil. Scott and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Contact State Farm Agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan today. The most intimidating thing I faced in my adult life was being a first-time homebuyer. I had questions, fears, anxieties, until I found Century 21 Combs & Associates, and then everything fell into place. From finding the perfect property to negotiating contracts, finding a lender, and closing, the entire process went seamlessly. The team at Century 21 Combs & Associates have done nothing short of change my life. I'm a homeowner because of their hard work and dedication. Call them today, 417-264-7000.
Good luck to the Thayer Bobcats all season long. The community has your back and wishes you great success. Daniel and Monica Bowers are both 1997 graduates from THS, along with Austin as a 2018 graduate, who take a lot of pride in our school district. They encourage our youth to exercise teamwork, and they know that hard work pays off in life. So from Bowers Tie Mill and Logging, they say go Bobcats. Call Daniel or Austin if you have logging needs in the area. The Bowers family, proud Bobcats supporters.
It's time to play Walk the Plank. True or false? Real wood floors can last hundreds of years. False. No, that's true. Laminates fumble fast. True or false? Homes with real wood floors sell much faster than homes with fake wood flooring. True. True or false? Bamboo's a good choice for flooring. True. False. Bamboo's a grass. Keep turf on the field, not on your floors. Visit choosewood.com for more truth about trees.
And we're back here at the Thayer High School. Welcome back to the Community First Banking Company Halftime Report. At the half, the Thayer Lady Bobcats trail the Stratford Lady Indians 38-23. I take a look at our scoring in the first half. First half for the visitors, the Stratford Lady Indians are led by Elsie Larson, the D1 prospect with 15 in the first half. She has hit 1, 2, 3 three-pointers in the game. Brooklyn Adney with 4 points in the game, a three-pointer and a free throw. 6 points for Trista Van Horn. 6 for Kinley Larson. Kinley Larson, the freshman, the sister of Elsie Larson. She had a three-pointer in the first half. 4 points for Evelyn Krause off the bench, and a three for Zoe Allison off the bench for the Stratford Lady Indians. For the Thayer Lady Bobcats, they're led in the scoring department by Allie Curley. Allie with 6 on 2 3-pointers in the first half. Abby Bowers hit a three, her only points. 4 points for Riley Davis, 2 free throws and a field goal. 1 field goal and 2 free throws for Caden Hillis. She's got 4. 4 for Savannah Wheeler, a field goal and 2 free throws. And a 2 for Riley Joel Sarl. Again, Thayer Lady Bobcats only putting 23 points on the board here in the first half against this stingy Stratford defense. They only give up about 47 points per game. Yeah, they're a stingy defensive bunch. And their offense, pretty good too. All right, we'll have your second half coming up. Thayer Lady Bobcats need to put something together. It'll be Stratford ball to open the second half in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty! Monarch Realty!
Chevrolet and the Ozarks grew up together. From cruising down Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains or heading towards Thayer for that next float trip on the river, Chevrolet has been there for all of it. Whether it's hauling cattle to the sale barn or driving to church on Sunday, Chevrolet was right there. Square bodies, Dad's old 72 short bed, Duramaxes, and Silverados, only in a Chevrolet. So let's start your next memory. And as always, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet will be along for the ride.
Together, let's drive.
If you have digital banking with Community First, it's easier than ever to chat with them. Just click, send them a message, and one of their helpful staff will answer. Don't have online banking? Just go to their website and click to enroll. It's easy and it's free. Community First.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
That's going to wrap it up for our Community First Banking Company halftime report. Stay tuned after the game for the Thayer Decorating postgame report. Thayer Lady Bobcat Basketball brought to you in part by more of your Lady Bobcat boosters, including Harp's Hometown Fresh Food Store in Thayer and the 10 Box Cost Plus in West Plains. Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service of Thayer. Legacy Auto Body and Towing of Thayer. Allen Supported Living in Thayer. Charlotte Allen, your owner. Thayer Ready Mix and Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry. Stafford opens the second half of the ball game with the basketball. Long three-point shot is up and no good. Rebound to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Bobcats need buckets to get back in this game. Here's Abby Bowers, aggressive down the left side of the lane. Count it and a foul. Where was that move in the first half? Abby Bowers taking it to the hole. Will get the bucket. She's got 5 points in the game and will go to the free throw line to shoot for the three-point play. Foul is on number five, Brooklyn Edney. That'll be her first of the game. Abby Bowers, Thayer Lady Bobcat senior, free throw is up and rolls out no good. And rebound taken by Stranford. So Thayer with the first 2 points of the second half, cut the lead to 13. Stranford with the ball. There they go to Larson. Larson trying to drive through a double team. Thayer with a steal. Bowers out to Pierce. Pierce to Davis. Running the floor into the lane. Puts up a wild shot. A lot of contact down there. No foul called. And rebound off to Stafford. Davis having a tough afternoon here at the home court. Stafford with the ball. Number 30 with it is Heil. One of their two seniors. In the first, she goes into the lane. Puts up a shot. No good. But she's fouled. She'll go the line and shoot two. Foul is on number who? Called on number 12 for Thayer, Abby Bowers. That'll be foul number two on Abs. And number 30 going to the free throw line, Ellie Heil. First free throw is up and no good. I mentioned only two seniors on this team, Brooklyn Adney and Ellie Heil. Folks, they are going to be really good next year. Second free throw is up, no good. Rebound off the hands of Thayer and out of bounds. It'll be Stafford ball. No, Lady Bobcat ball, I'm sorry. And now the officials, wait a minute, they're going the wrong way. Yeah, I thought it should be Stafford ball. The official got mixed up on which team was going which way. So Stafford will inbound down under the bucket with 7:04 to go. In the third quarter, leading by 13. And after hurry, finally got it in, got it into Heil. Heil in the corner, gives it out to Adney. Adney brings it around to the top of the key to Larson. Larson. Off to Heil, long three-point shot is no good. Rebound, Allie Curley for Thayer. Curley will give it off to Bowers. And the Lady Bobcats with a chance to cut the lead back to 11 here with a bucket. Bowers on the right side, gives to Riley Davis. To Bowers, cutting to the bucket. She's going to get fouled. It's going to be a push. That'll be on number three, Elsie Larson. And a push on Larson will be her first foul of the game. And Thayer will inbound it down along the baseline to the right side of the bucket. Pierce looking in the middle, nobody open, brings it in for Davis. Davis glides out to the wing on the dribble drive, now sets the offense. Looking for a screen out on top, moves off of it. Gives the ball to Bowers on the left side wing. Bowers to the cutter in the lane. Hillis for the layup. Caden Hillis, beautiful move. She's got 6 points in the game. But Thayer Lady Bobcats back to within 11. Lady Bobcats with a 4-0 run to open the third quarter. Here's Van Horn with it down low for Stafford. Gives it up cross court. Now to Larson in the corner. Her shot is no good. A foul on the rebound. That'll be on Caden Hillis. Hillis trying to go over the back of number 30, Heil. And Caden picks up her first foul of the afternoon. 2 minutes gone by here in the third quarter. Only scoring so far by the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Stafford gets the ball into Larson. Elsie pulls up free throw line. Jumper is good. Boy, she can put an end to that scoring drought in a hurry. 17 now for Elsie Larson. Thayer brings it up against minimal pressure. Bowers bounced it over to Curley on the baseline. Now to Davis for a long three. That one's an air ball. It's going to land out of bounds. It'll be. That's very uncharacteristic of Riley Davis. Shoots an air ball on the three. She's not made one yet in the game. 5:44 to go. Stafford with a basketball. Larson swings it on the left side to Adney. Adney out on top to Van Horn. Now to the other Larson. She She'll swing it down the corner. Baseline pass is going to be kicked out of bounds by the Lady Bobcat defense. It'll be Stratford ball with 5.5 minutes to go in the third. Stratford up by 13, 40-27. And they'll bring it way out front for Larson. That's number five, Adney. Goes to the wing, now bounces it inside to Van Horn. Ball poked away by the defense, picked up by Thayer. Lady Bobcats chance to get back to within 11 with a bucket. Got it in the corner to Davis. Brings it out to the wing, moves off the screens, feeds it around to Pierce. Pierce going to try a three. That one's off the front iron, no good. Rebound to Elsie Larson for Stratford. Larson up the middle of the court, kicks it back out. And on top to Adney for three. It's good. Number five, Brooklyn Adney. Her second three-pointer of the day. She's got 7 points in the game, and we get a timeout on the court. 4:56 to go in the third quarter. Stratford up by 15, 43-27 over the Thayer Lady Bobcats. We'll be back in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sport Network.
Maybe you haven't been by Thayer Decorating Downtown in a while. Well, you should. They're adding new displays and sprucing things up a little. It's all to better serve you and give you better choices to consider. Whether it's carpeting, waterproof laminate, ceramic, or mosaic tile for your shower, or even PPG paints. Can you say complete? Thayer Decorating is your complete decorating center. They love to talk floors and more. Visit with HC, Charity, or Edna. Do it soon. Yes, they install what they sell.
And welcome back to the Thayer High School, Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball on this Wednesday afternoon. This game was postponed from Monday due to the weather, and they're playing it early today. Varsity started at 5 o'clock. We've got 4:56 to go in the third quarter. And Thayer trails Stratford 43-27. Lady Bobcats with the basketball here. Coach Denny Young called that timeout, trying to dial something up to get the offense going. Thayer with only 27 points through 2.5 quarters. Here's the ball out to Bowers. She'll fire a three off the wing. It's no good. Rebound is punched out of bounds by Allie Curley and the Thayer Lady Bobcats. It'll be Stratford ball with a chance to add to their 16-point lead, 43-27. Remember, they led by 15 at the half. Thayer opened the second half on a 4-0 run to get closer, but Larson put an end to that. Now she misses the shot at the free throw line. Thayer with a basketball stolen by Adney. Adney with a steal for Stratford, gives it to Larson. Down the lane, she scores. That was the other one. Kinley Larson now with 8 points, the freshman. And here comes Thayer. Abby Bowers down the middle of the lane, kicked it off and back outside for Riley Davis. Now to Pierce. Back over to Hillis. Hillis on top to Curley, right side to Pierce. Pierce on the wing, dribbles away from the defense. Gives the ball up in the corner for Davis. Davis. Not even looking for a shot right now. She gives it out to Hillis. Hillis spins away from the defense, down the middle of the lane, all the way to bucket, misses the layup. But we'll get a foul, and she'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul on number 45. That is Trista Van Horn. That will be her third in the game. Third team foul on Stratford here in the third quarter. With 3:51 to go, Caden Hillis at the line, 2 for 2 from the free throw line tonight. Make it 3 for 3. Caden now with 7 points for Thayer. And substitutions for Stratford, Van Horn and Heil check out of the game. Allison and Kraus will check in for Stratford. And no, I didn't say it that way on purpose. Allison Kraus for our Bluegrass fans. It's Allison and Kraus. Those are their last names. All right. Stratford going to lob the ball to Allison. Allison penetrates, kicks it back outside. Shot by Kraus is up and no good. Rebound is off to Stratford. Now the ball gets on the floor. There's a scramble after it. It's picked up by Larson. Larson gives it up. Shot is up, no good. We get a foul on the rebound. It'll be on Davis for Thayer. Riley Davis trying to reach around Larson and pick up that loose ball. And for Riley, her second foul of the afternoon. Substitution for Thayer, Riley Pierce will check out as Kinsley Regal checks in for the Lady Bobcats. Savannah Wheeler also has checked in. Here's a shot block by Hillis. Number two, Larson went up for a long shot. Hillis got a hand on it. Thayer's got the loose ball. Riley Davis out top to Hillis. Hillis Looking to penetrate. Ball stolen by Larson, and Hillis steals it back. And now, loose ball picked up by, oh, we got an over and back call on Stratford. The scramble after the loose ball. Lady Indians call for a backcourt violation. So Thayer will inbound at midcourt with 3 minutes to go in the quarter. Down by a score of 45-28, 17 points. Lady Bobcats needing a bucket. Regal lobbing it inside to Hillis. Hillis turns left, shoots off the window, and scores. Caden Hillis with a beautiful jump shot. 9 points for Caden to lead the Lady Bobcats this afternoon. Here's Stratford with it in a half-court game. They swing it around to Elsie Larson. Elsie Larson, cross-court to Kinley Larson. She'll give it up on the left side for Abney. Abney back out to Elsie Larson. Fakes the penetration, move in lane. Gives the ball up for Allison. Allison back in the corner. Abney for three. That one's high off the rim. No good. She gets her own rebound. There's a give over to number 25, Allison, who hits the three. Might have been the dagger right there. That makes it an 18-point game with 2:10 to play in the third quarter. Lady Bobcats swinging around the horn. Regal trying to dump it into Hillis. Ball stolen by Krause. She threw it right to her. Lady Bobcat freshman trying to learn to play at the varsity level. Can't make that pass in a varsity game. Too much quickness, especially against Stratford. There, Lady Bobcats with a basketball. Larson, top of the key, into the free throw circle, down the left side of the lane, shoots a floater, no good, rebound, Savannah Wheeler for Thayer. Gets it out to Curley. Curley up the floor to Davis. Davis looking to make a move, takes it down in the right corner, now pulls up her dribble against the double team, feeds it out to Regal. Regal over to Hillis, top of the key. Hillis holds it there. Lady Bobcats down 18, Hillis looking to penetrate, now gives off to Davis. Davis on the left side to Regal. Regal, and they're back out to Hillis. Lady Bobcats trying to get somebody open. Here's Hillis off a screen, moving into the lane, kicks it back outside to Curley. Now in the corner to Hillis. Hillis across the lane, puts the shot up off the window. No, Wheeler with a rebound, couldn't follow it, but she's fouled. She'll go back to the free throw line for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Savannah Wheeler working hard, gets fouled by number 12, Evelyn Krause. Be number two off the bench for Krause. Team foul number four on Stratford in the third quarter, so Thayer will be shooting free throws for the final 58 seconds of the quarter. And the first free throw for Savannah Wheeler, no good. Substitutions for Thayer. Abby Bauer is back in the game. Caden Hillis checked out. Allie Curley comes out as Brett Tharp will check in. For the first time this afternoon. Second free throw for Wheeler is good. Savannah with 5 points in the game. Thayer back to within 17. Stratford with the ball, working a weave out top. Down to 40 seconds to play. Here's a pass in the lane. Deflected. No, not deflected. It is. Threw it out of bounds. And substitution for Stratford. Krause will come out of the game. Bow checks in. That is Blair Bow. Number 33 for Stratford. Thayer with a basketball. Apologize for the hiccup. Davis with it. Gives in the corner to Regal. Regal out to the wing on the dribble. Trying to give it to Davis. And the ball poked away by the defense and out of bounds. That was a good play there by Blair Bow. In substitution for Thayer, Regal checks out of the game. Riley Pierce will check in. And will inbound the ball for the Lady Bobcats. Lob pass into Bowers, down under the bucket, misses a shot. Wheeler with a rebound, puts it back up and in. Thayer back to within 15 points with 10 seconds to go in the half. Stratford with the ball, they handle it out front, feed over to Allison. Allison fakes the three, now going to the bucket. Going to get fouled on the drive. She'll go the line and shoot two with 1.5 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Fouls on Brett Tharp for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Tharp wearing number 24. call for her first foul of the game. And number 25, Zoe Allison, to the free throw line. She's hit a couple of threes for Stratford off the bench and hits another one. Krause with four off the bench. Allison with seven off the bench. Stratford has scored 49 through three quarters, and this one is up and good as well. So 12 points off the bench for Stratford. There's a long shot, the buzzer by Davis for Thayer, no good. That's the end of three quarters of the play. Our score, 50-33. Stratford with the lead over the Thayer Lady Bobcats. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in just 1 minute with your fourth quarter on the Ecom Sport Network.
When the ref makes the wrong call, it can ruin your day. Don't make the wrong call when buying or selling your property. Call me, Denise Cunningham, a true team player with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate at 417-280-0173. The right call every time.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
Good luck to the Thayer Bobcats all season long. The community has your back and wishes you great success. Daniel and Monica Bowers are both 1997 graduates from THS, along with Austin as a 2018 graduate, who take a lot of pride in our school district. They encourage our youth to exercise teamwork, and they know that hard work pays off in life. So from Bowers Tie Mill and Logging, they say go Bobcats. Call Daniel or Austin if you have logging needs in the area. The Bowers family, proud Bobcat supporters.
50-33, our score. Thayer Lady Bobcats scored 10 points in the first quarter, 13 in the second, and only 10 in the third quarter, trying to come back, and hard to come back when you just don't put the ball in the hole. Lady Bobcats have turned it over, and then just not getting the shots to fall tonight. Again, they've only hit 3 three-pointers in the game, and none by Riley Davis. Stratford's done a good job of really taking Davis out of this game. And when she has had an opportunity, she's rushed her shots. Davis with it, off the inbound to start the fourth quarter. Thayer with it, in a motion. They give it to Riley Pierce. Shot for three is no good. She gets knocked to the floor, no foul call. And here comes Stratford with the ball. Out on top, number five, that is Brooklyn Adney. Feeds over to Larson for a long three. That's no good, rebound Hillis. Hillis out on a break with Davis on her wing. Takes it all the way into the lane. Throws up a shot. No, but she's fouled. That'll be on Elsie Larson, I do believe, for Stratford. Yep, it'll be her second of the game. And Caden Hillis going to the free throw line. So Thayer trying to climb back in this thing. Down by 17 with 7.5 minutes to play. Hillis at the free throw line. And first one is up and good. Caden in double figures with 10 for the Lady Bobcats, and four of those have come from the charity stripe. She'll try for point number 11 here. Only Lady Bobcat in double figures. Second free throw is up and good. Caden Hillis with 11 in the game. And Thayer now a little bit of full court pressure. Stratford trying to handle it, and they get up across the timeline to Van Horn. Van Horn down the corner to Larson for three. It's off the rim, no good. Van Horn with a rebound and scores. Trista Van Horn, 8 points. That's her first bucket since the first quarter when she had six. Thayer looking to break the full court pressure. They do with Abby Bowers. Bowers, long pass inside, got it down to Pierce. Her shot is up and blocked. She goes to the deck again, and Riley says, I can't buy a break. I keep getting knocked down, and no fouls called. She'll inbound it down under the bucket. Thayer will bring it in to Davis. Back to Pierce in the corner. Now to Bowers in the lane, short jumper is good. Abby Bowers with her 7th point of the afternoon. And again, Stratford breaks the Lady Bobcat press. They got the ball down low inside, back outside. And there's a travel going to be called. Number 24, who has checked into the game, that is Lizzie Van Horn, will be called for the travel. Thayer will get it on the Stratford turnover. And down by 15. So a bucket would make it interesting here. 6:44 to go in the ballgame. Thayer approaching this three-quarter court press. Hillis in the backcourt. Going to have to hurry now. And Coach Denny Young called the timeout. Thayer was just, everybody was just standing around watching Hillis. She had back there all by herself. Timeout on the floor. Thayer down 15 with 6:35 to go. Back for more Lady Bobcat basketball in a minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, or visit us online at fnbc.us for more information.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, and go Bobcats.
What put you in such a good mood?
Well, you know how competitive the couple next door is?
Yeah.
Well, he saw our flooring installers pull away yesterday and started bragging about their new floors. Get this, they chose laminate flooring instead of wood. He said they saved a bundle. I just smiled. It's a false savings. They're going to have to replace those floors in 7 to 10 years. Our wood floors will last a lifetime, and when we sell our house, we'll get more and sell faster.
Choosewood.com.
We're back after the timeout. Fair Lady Bobcats having all kinds of problems solving this press of Stratford. This time they do. Bowers with it off to Riley Pierce. Riley, 15-foot jumper is up and good. Riley Pierce with her first 2 points of the afternoon, and Thayer back to within 13, 52-39. And the Lady Bobcats get a stop here. Stratford, well, swinging around the horn. Larson to Abney. Abney going to the high post to the other Larson. Now back to Elsie Larson in the right corner. 6 minutes to go in the game. Stratford being very patient offensively. Oh, Van Horn almost lost it. Now gets it back. Feeds it to Elsie Van Horn, 15 feet from the basket. She kicks it back out to the three-point line and gives it to Van Horn at the high post. She'll kick it back out and around the horn. Now Elsie Larson looking to lob it inside. Pass caught by Van Horn. She scores. Trista Van Horn with 10 points on the afternoon. Second player for Stratford in double figures. Thayer breaks the press. Bowers to Hillis up with a shot. No, but she's fouled. She'll go back to the free throw line. Hillis with a chance for a three-point play, but the shot didn't go down. She'll shoot for two. Fouls on number three, Elsie Larson. That'll be her third in the game. Well, Thayer trying to fight their way back in it. They're back to within 15 with 5.5 minutes to go in the game. Couple of big free throws here. First one is good for Caden Hillis. Hillis with 12 points on the afternoon to lead the scoring for Thayer. Lady Bobcat Jr. trying to cut that lead back to 13, and free throw is good. Hillis with 13, Stratford with a 13-point lead. 5.5 minutes to play. Larson across the timeline for the Lady Indians. Takes it to the top of the key. To the left elbow, a little hesitation down the lane. Goes up for a shot. It's blocked, but she's fouled by Riley Davis. Davis will be called for her third foul of the afternoon. And Elsie Larson will go to the line trying to add to her 17 points. Leads all scorers in the game. And the first free throw is good. Really good player, Elsie Larson, number three for the Stratford Indians. Just a junior. Already getting some Division I looks. And now the free throw is up and good. 19 for Larson. 5:18 to go in the game. Thayer breaks the full court pressure. Got the ball to Hillis. Hillis looking to attack the basket. Now falls down. Maintains control. And a timeout call by Coach Denny Young. 5:09 to play in the game. Thayer down 15. We'll be back in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sport Network.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
And back at the Thayer High School with the Thayer Lady Bobcats are trying to come back against the Stratford Lady Indians. Thayer's been down by as many as 17. They're down by 15 right now, 56-41, 5 minutes to play in the game. I want to say thanks to some of your Thayer Lady Bobcat boosters again, including Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service in Thayer and Legacy Auto Body. Thayer on the inbound, gets the ball inside to Hillis. Turnaround jumper is good. Caden Hillis now with 15 on the afternoon. back to a 13-point deficit. Lady Bobcats on the defensive end. And there's Stratford to lob it inside to Van Horn. The lefty goes up with the left hand and scores the easy bucket. Hard to stop the big girl when she gets it down there. Thayer with the ball. Again, down 15. Davis going all the way down to the baseline. Kicks it out to Curley for a three. It's good. Allie Curley with her third three-pointer of the afternoon. Three-pointer brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Thayer back to within 12. 58-46. Inside, Van Horn with a shot. She got it up over the front of the rim. 14 now for Van Horn. And the Lady Bobcats trail by 14. Davis out on top. Gives to Hillis. Hillis in the lane. Kicks it out to Curley for three more. Yes, sir! Allie Curley with her fourth three-pointer of the game. And Thayer back to within 11 with 4 minutes to play. Stratford to Van Horn, way out around the three-point line. She'll bounce it down inside for Heil. Heil gives it back out top. Larson steps in the lane, shot is blocked, but a foul going to be called on Allie Curley, who got the block. Foul on Curley will be her second of the game. Boy, Allie trying to shoot the Lady Bobcats back in this one. And going to the free throw line, number three, Elsie Larson, looking for her 20th and 21st points. And has the ball, bounces it once, puts it up with the right hand, it's good. 20 for Larson. Substitution for Thayer, Savannah Wheeler back in the game, and Riley Pierce will check out. Riley exits with 2 points, second free throw for Larson, no good, rebound Abby Bowers. Long pass up to Savannah Wheeler, alone under the bucket, she scores and gets fouled on the play. Savannah Wheeler with a huge bucket. And the foul's on number 45, Trista Van Horn. That is her fourth of the game. 3:43 to go. Thayer back to within 10. Trying to make it a 9-point game here. Savannah Wheeler at the free throw line. Looking for her 10th point of the afternoon. It's good. Thayer back to within 9 with 3:43 to go. Here comes Larson, a little crossover dribble down the left side of the lane, kicks it back outside and around the horn to Allison. Allison to Kinley Larson. Back to Elsie Larson, elbow with a jumper, it's good. Oh, she's tough. 22 now for Larson, back to a 11-point lead for Stratford. Thayer with the ball, Abby Bowers works up the floor against the defense, gives to Hillis. Thayer looking for a bucket. Here's Riley Davis on the right side to Curley. Back outside to Hillis. Hillis. Back to Bowers. Bowers trying to dump it to Curley. Ball stolen. Now Curley knocks it away and gets it back to Hillis. Hillis looking inside. Oh, Wheeler was open. They didn't see her. Back out to Bowers. Big possession here. Thayer trying to make it a 9-point game again. Hillis penetrates in the lane. Now give to Riley Davis on the right side, and she traveled with it. Yep. Riley Davis cutting through the lane. Needed one dribble to get to the bucket. Didn't take it. She traveled. 63-52, Stratford with the lead and the basketball. 2:50 to play. Lady Bobcat defense looking for a stop here. Thayer had been down by as many as 17 in this game. Give them credit for a comeback. And here's a travel on Van Horn. Yep, at the high post, she traveled with it. So Stratford turns it over, and here come the Thayer Lady Bobcats again, down by 11. 2:39 to play in the game. Bowers crosses the timeline. Penetrates into the lane, gives it out to Hillis for three, and it's up off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Adney for Stratford. Gives it over to Elsie Larson. Elsie Larson in the lane, now backs it out. They'll run a little clock here. Back over to Larson. Larson moves off the screen into the lane, around the defense, all the way to bucket and scores. And she's tough. 24 now for her. Thayer coming the other way, got it down to Hillis. Hillis to the bucket. Can't score. Wheeler with a rebound. Couldn't follow it in, but she's fouled. She'll go back to the free throw line for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Foul's going to be on number 5. That is Brooklyn Adney. That'll be her second of the game. Savannah Wheeler back to the free throw line for the Lady Bobcats. Savannah's played well when she'd been in there. She misses the free throw. Savannah with 10 points on the afternoon. Looking to make it a 11 or a 12-point game if she can hit this free throw. And it's no good. So Savannah Wheeler has missed three in a row. Lady Bobcats didn't have anybody up on the lane. So Stratford with a rebound. They get it to Elsie Larson. On the dribble, working against Bowers. Gives it up now. Over to Adney. Adney down inside. All alone was Kinley Larson for the lay-in. 10 for Kinley Larson. And back to a 15-point advantage for Stratford. Thayer working the ball down low to Savannah Wheeler. Turns, shoots, no good. And the rebound taken by Stratford. And with a minute 34 to go, Stratford looks like they're getting in time control mode here. Elsie Larson with the ball out top. Takes it to the left side for Allison. Now back out and around the horn to Elsie Larson. Open for the three, didn't take it. Gives to the cutter. That is Allison in the lane. Shot no good. Rebound Van Horn. She can't score. And now the ball gets loose on the floor. Thayer's got it. Lady Bobcats on a 3-on-2. Davis to Hillis. She misses a layup. Rebound. Bowers couldn't follow it. Bowers with another one, and she's going to be called for a foul this time, going over the back of Van Horn. Abby Bowers picked up the foul, her third of the afternoon. And Brett Tharp checks back in the ballgame for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Savannah Wheeler will come out. A minute 3 to go. And it looks like Stratford going to improve to 8-3 on the year. Thayer will drop to 8-5. Larson with it for the Stratford Lady Indians as they just take it around the horn. Allison with it now off to Kinley Larson. Bounces it down low to Van Horn. Trista Van Horn clears out with a shoulder. Shot is up, no good. And rebound taken by Thayer. Lady Bobcats on the run. Hillis pulls up on the wing. Gives it to Bowers. Steps into a long three. That's off the rim. No good. Rebound's going to go out of bounds off the hands of the Thayer Lady Bobcats. It'll be Stratford ball with 29 seconds remaining. Lady Bobcats will drop this one. Their three-game winning streak will come to an end. Lady Bobcats go to Kabul tomorrow, take on the Lady Bulldogs at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Up in the dog pound. Stratford working around the perimeter of the Lady Bobcat zone to get it inside to Allison. Shot blocked by Curley to Bowers. Bowers up to Tharp. Tharp lost the handle, picked up by Stratford. And Elsie Larson can just run out the clock. 3 seconds to go. She's got it in the corner. She's going to stand there and hold it. And there's the buzzer. And that's the final, 67-52. The Thayer Lady Bobcats made a valiant attempt at a comeback. Couldn't get any closer than 9, and they lose it by 15. Again, 67-52, the final score. Stratford with a win over the Thayer Lady Bobcats. We're going to take a timeout, and we'll be back with your postgame report powered by Thayer Decorating Downtown. We'll do that in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
If you're a small business owner, you know what you mean to your customers. You're the local pro, a neighborhood problem solver, a person in their community.